Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Trying to treat the world as if it were normal. Okay, well, depends on what your definition of normalcy is, I guess. It's normal to start the day for many of you, for millions of folks around the country listening to the DJV program. D stands for Doug. I'm Doug Steffen. J for Jennifer, Jennifer Horn. And B for Victoria, Victoria Keelan. Jennifer is absent because she's not absent without leave. What do they call AWOL? No, it's not that. She's sort of, she, the, I chuckle about this because I know her neighborhood well, but somebody got hurt badly, I guess got run over by somebody in her neighborhood last night, the screaming and the police and all that other stuff. So she gets a pass today. Victoria's here with some, this is, some of the stuff is upsetting, some of it makes her feel good. Maybe that's the whole thing about change. There was a violin, what was it, some sort of a vigil?
It was a vigil. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And where was that?
This was in Aurora, Colorado, which is the same town that Elijah McClain, if that name sounds familiar, unfortunately we've had so many of these stories to talk about, we haven't really been able to, I know I mentioned this once, maybe 2 weeks ago on the show, but we haven't really talked about it. He was the young man who lived in Aurora, Colorado. He was 23, I believe, or 22. He went out for a jog, and he wore a mask over his face because it's Colorado and it's cold. So, and a lot of runners do that. He stopped into a convenience store to get some milk, and someone in the store said he was, quote-unquote, suspicious, and called the cops, and the cops showed up. And on the body cam, basically, he didn't do anything wrong. They accused him of trying to steal the milk, which is ridiculous. Everyone who knows him said that he was employed. He volunteered his time. He was a violinist. He volunteered his time playing the violin for cats at the local animal shelter because it helped calm the cats down. This was someone who, by all accounts, is described as a gentle soul, an intelligent guy who was, you know, well-educated, family, you know, family-oriented, lived at home with his parents. He was mostly described as an introvert. On the body cam footage, he tells the cops, "I'm not doing anything wrong." He has his hands up. He's not armed. And he ends up dead. So they not only did they tase him, but he was on the ground, he couldn't breathe, and they shot him up. They injected him. This is all on video. They injected him with ketamine, and he had a heart attack and died.
What's ketamine?
Some people do it recreationally as a drug, which is insane. But ketamine is a drug that they give people who are resisting arrest. He's already unconscious. He was already down on the ground. He was not resisting arrest. This is all on film.
Is that another tool like using a taser gun or something? Is that what that is?
I have never heard of anyone injecting someone with ketamine, but apparently that was like the standard MO in Aurora, Colorado. The EMTs were there. They didn't even try to, they didn't even revive him. The whole thing is such a mess. And unfortunately this happened, now it's kind of been eclipsed, but now there are, I think it's over 2 million people have signed a petition to reopen Elijah McClain's case because his mother has been trying to get attention and it just hasn't really gone anywhere. Aurora, Colorado, very white section of area of Colorado. Colorado's not exactly that diverse anyway, but this part of Colorado is notoriously not lacking in diversity. So a black guy going into a convenience store, I guess they thought that was grounds to call the police, and he ended up dead. And on the body cam footage, which is something that is absolutely total BS, one of the cops fraudulently says to the other cop, "He's grabbing for your gun." He was already on the ground. He was not grabbing for the other cop's gun, but that justified them shooting him. So not only was he shot, he was already on the ground, then they inject him in his neck with ketamine, and he dies of a heart attack. So the whole thing is, obviously, if you're in the Aurora, Colorado area, this has caused a huge outrage among citizens. And so they had, over the weekend, they had a musical vigil for Elijah McClain, and a lot of people showed up playing violin, including a lot of younger kids. So there were a lot of minors there, too. This, once again, this is where social media comes in handy. This was all being filmed because this was being put up on social media because it was a beautiful tribute to Elijah McClain. Well, the cops come in riot gear, start spreading tear gas and shooting these underage kids who are playing violin. This is all on video. You can watch this. This is not me editorializing. This is what's on the video. And so now there are reporters who were there, who were local reporters, just, you know, doing a story on this beautiful vigil for Elijah McClain, who was a violinist and the whole thing. And then it turned into just this violent attack and a blatant attack with tear gas and baton beatings from the riot police in Aurora. It's completely inexcusable. I'm sure that we're going to see some sort of investigation happening on, I hope, on a national level, because I think the FBI should be stepping in on these cases, and there has to be some sort of oversight. But for this to happen, there was no looting, there was no rioting, this was just a musical vigil. And it, like I said, you can go and see the video, and it's pretty sickening, actually, to see that this is happening in our country, and especially in what we think of as a progressive state like Colorado. Not so much.
Well, security cameras have other footage. This is on the south side of Chicago this weekend, where a 17-year-old shot in the back and the chest, the student at, I think, the University of Chicago. It all started. It seems rather strange. I don't even understand what was going on here. There were some kids that walked into a convenience store. There was a tall 17-year-old kid there, and they asked him how tall he was. And they left together, and somehow or other, some white person, I don't even understand what was going on here. I just know that this weekend was an extraordinarily violent weekend, there wasn't any altercation, really. They just shot. There were people shooting at other people. It's like being in a battle zone or a target practice. You know, in some of these neighborhoods, you wonder whether some of the stories that you see on Chicago PD are actually true. You know how they used to say taken on the Law and Order shows, taken from the headlines. It is Chicago. You talk about traveling somewhere with all this stuff going on in Chicago. I would have no interest whatsoever in going to Chicago. None. And now there's this other video that has shown up from the weekend from Missouri, a couple in St. Louis. If you look at the social media of this, Victoria, images and videos showing them aiming guns at protesters who were marching past their home. Footage showed the wife had a pistol, the husband had a semi-automatic rifle, shouting at the protesters, waving the weapons in, not in their faces, but pretty close. You look at the video, the organization that put this march on called Expect Us, it was a call to action against the violence toward blacks in this country. The route past the home of the mayor, where protesters chanted, "Resign, Lida, take the cops with you." There's this woman, Lida Crewson, under pressure, stepped down. She read aloud the names and home addresses of constituents who would call for police reform during a Facebook Live video. So these people, I guess you're not supposed to do that. Police reform means you get called out on social media if you're a reformer. So I guess if that were the case here in Framingham, I'd get called out.
Yeah.
Maybe you would, too.
That's what she did? She went on Facebook Live and just started naming names of people who wanted police reform?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was dumb.
Yeah, well, kind of. The folks who, this is, we were talking last week about the Aunt Jemima label.
Mm-hmm.
Quaker Oats announcing that there's a new name and a logo for this, and so there's a 47-year-old truck driver named Larnell Evans, who is the great-great-grandson of Anna Short Harrington, who is Aunt Jemima. She played Aunt Jemima at fairs and advertisers and that kind of stuff. So the company is going to rebrand. The clip of the day at djvshow.com, the one that's posted right now, is all of us talking about the 39-year age difference between Dennis Quaid and his new wife. 39 years. Well, didn't he have a son? Didn't we come that was older than the woman he's marrying?
Yes, his son with Meg Ryan's 28, and his new fiance, his new wife is 27.
Right. Okay. So if you want to hear that conversation, help yourself. The clip of the day is age just a number. I think it depends on how broad I guess the spectrum is. Maybe that's convenient for me because I've usually wanted to be with women who are younger than I was, but not 39 years younger. That's for sure. My daughter and I had a deal. I was never to be with anybody who was younger than she was. So there you go.
That was the deal. That's gross. Yeah, that's gross that you even had to have that conversation.
We didn't have to. She just, it was kind of a jest. It was a conversation in jest at one point in time. Because, anyway, most of the people I was with were 10, 12 years younger than I was. That's not a big deal.
Mm-mm.
All right. Right? So here we
that's
are. Anyway.
Fine, but like, you know, 30 years is a lot.
That's crazy. Yeah. DJVshow.com is the place for the clip of the day. And also, you can listen to the program all day, every day, because it's in a loop. The whole 5 hours of the program continues. You can listen to it, and then it starts all over again at DJVshow.com.
The fourth is your time to show off your skills. Burgers, check. Hot dogs, check. Refrigerator? Well, before yours decides to check out and ruin your backyard barbecue, upgrade to a new one. Lowe's has you covered with appliances up to 40% off, like an LG InstaView side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites and everything on your barbecue menu, too. This year, we're home for the fourth. Visit Lowe's and make it the best it can be. Valid through 7/8 U.S. only.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
We'll be right back. flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Usher.
When I look in the mirror, do I see someone that cares for others? Oh, no, 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 no. Do I love myself more than my sisters and brothers? I don't know. Now I've seen struggles, I've seen pain, I've seen beyond the mess we made. I've seen things that I cannot change, and it hurts my heart.
24 past the hour, it is the DJ V Show. I'm Victoria Keelan, and it's our music time right now on the DJ V Show. We do music news every hour. And what you're listening to is Usher's new song called I Cry. And he made this debut Saturday during the Global Citizens Unite for Our Future concert event. He shared a note on social media to accompany the song's release, saying he wrote it in part because he wanted to teach his sons that it's okay for a man to feel emotions deeply and to cry. He admitted that he was raised to keep feelings like that in check, and his desire to proffer a different way forward for his kids came about while quarantining with his family and watching the deaths of George Floyd and others, and of course the subsequent wave of Black Lives Matter protests. He will donate the proceeds from I Cry to the Local Initiative Support Corporation, which provides grants and support to community-based organizations, minority-owned small businesses that have been hit particularly hard during COVID-19. I Cry marks Usher's third new song of 2020. Believe it or not, it's already three songs into 2020, following Sex Beat and California. So his last solo album was Hard to Love. That arrived in 2016. So it's been a long time since we've had new music from Usher. But it's a good song. It's emotional.
How old is he, Usher?
Early 40s, I believe.
Is he? Really? So accomplished a lot in these 40 years.
Started all very right. Young, yeah.
All right, 25 and change after the hour here on the musical portion of this hour of the DJV program, with now a focus on soul singer Charlie Wilson, who's got a new song paying tribute to the Four Tops song is called One I Got. Let's have this cranked up, Phil, unless it's working technically like half the other stuff this. there it is. So, this he's a former Gap Band singer. Took the hook from Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got, which was a big song the Four Tops had in 1972. It was their biggest hit after they left Motown. Wilson says, all my records mainly have been celebrating women. I continue to do that. Wilson has 11 number one hits on the R&B charts. The latest, Forever Valentine, which was co-written by with Bruno Mars, was big this past May. Now the Wilson can return to the studio following all the hiatus, the forced pandemic stuff. He's been writing a lot of songs that he's put. Listen to that. We'll hear that. Crank that up, will you? I want to hear that. He explains, I want to record enough records to have enough singles for a new album. I don't know if I'll make it on this one, but I'm going to try. So, I like the sound of this. That was a big song, Ain't No Woman. Not necessarily my favorite of the original Four Tops. I think Duke Fakir is the only one who still remains with the Tops that travel now. But they still sound good together, and he's almost 80. He's out there. Traveling with them all the time. Very cool. 28 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A new survey from two prominent women's health organizations explored opinions about testing for cervical cancer. Over the past 5 years, there's been an increase in the number of healthcare providers and women who consider using the PAP and HPV tests together, important to overall health. Dr. DeCarla Albright is a leading OBGYN.
The survey results underscore the ongoing confidence women and their healthcare providers have in the effectiveness and necessity of cervical cancer screening. They also demonstrate a growing reliance on co-testing with the PAP test and HPV test together as the best way to protect women's health.
An astounding 95% of healthcare providers consider the PAP test valuable in screening for cervical cancer, and 90% of women agree with the importance of the PAP test. Additionally, 89% of healthcare providers believe co-testing is essential for women's health. The Cervical Cancer Today survey comes from the National Association of Nurse Practitioners in Women's Health and Healthy Women. To learn more, visit npwh.org or healthywomen.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Vice President Mike Pence told the nation's governors that the country is in a better place than it was 2 months ago, but he would not minimize developments in the Sun Belt, which has seen a sharp increase in cases of COVID-19. He and Dr. Deborah Birx, the coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, are traveling to Arizona later today, now an epicenter of COVID infections. Birx dialed in from New Mexico, calling Texas and Arizona significant hotspots with increasing positivity in New Mexico. She said officials are also monitoring upticks in Ohio, Wisconsin, and Tennessee. Birx noted many of the cases involved individuals under the age of 40. And Dr. Anthony Fauci said the message to young people needs to be that they're part of a dynamic to prevent the resurgence of coronavirus. Fauci attributed the rise in cases in Texas to Memorial Day celebrations, which did not show an immediate jump in cases, causing Texans to be too relaxed in their behavior. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The National Basketball Association is planning to paint Black Lives Matter on all three basketball courts when the 2020 season resumes at Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida, July 30th. In an effort to continue talking about social justice and racial inequality, the league will paint the phrase inside both sidelines. Oklahoma City Thunder point guard Chris Paul, who's also president of the National Basketball Players Association, said the union is working with the league to have players wear personalized social justice, social cause, or charity messages on the backs of their jerseys. Billions of dollars offered by Congress as a lifeline to small businesses struggling to survive the pandemic are about to be left on the table when a key government program stops accepting applications for loans. Business owners and advocacy groups complain that the money in the Paycheck Protection Program was not fully put to work because the program created obstacles that stopped countless small businesses from even applying. Those that did seek loans, the ever-changing application process proved to be an exercise in futility. As of this weekend, the Small Business Administration had approved more than $4.7 million worth of loans worth nearly $518 billion. Small businesses that also included medical offices, dry cleaners, and manufacturers obtained money that ultimately saved jobs and eased the unemployment rate. But more than $140 billion in loan money remains unclaimed out of $695 billion allocated by Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Care where your food comes from and who doesn't, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 34 at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here. Jennifer is out today. A lot of things that we wish happy birthday today. Anybody who's having a birthday, why not, right? We should maybe have a special section of the program, Victoria, from time to time. Just pull people's names out of a hat. If you have a birthday today, send me a notice of that on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV show. One of us will grab it and wish a happy birthday. Listener Andrew Sandstow having a birthday today. Scott Salvucci as well. Happy birthday to you. So there's a controversy developing in Southern California. The Orange County Airport, which is what it used to be called, now is called the John Wayne Airport. Statue of John Wayne out in front of the airport right off the 405 in Newport Beach, or as you go into Newport Beach. So John Wayne seems to be coming under scrutiny because of some of the things that he said, some of his views I was a fan, I still am, I guess, to a point, of a lot of John Wayne's movies. And whether I was oblivious to it or didn't pay much attention to it, I certainly know that he was quite the quote-unquote patriot, in the sense that he was always talking about America and putting America first and that sort of thing. Apparently some things have come to light, Victoria, which don't put him in a very good light. I think there are a lot of people that are coming. You know, the same thing can be said about Woodrow Wilson, people from our past that we've had sort of limited knowledge about how they really were. Why don't we start with the John Wayne controversy?
Yeah, so like you said, in 1979 is when they renamed the Orange County Airport. They named it John Wayne Airport. Is it international? I've flown in and out of there,
no.
But I don't know if it's international.
But that was
right?
The year he died, and that's why they did it, because he had just passed away.
So they renamed it in 1979.
And he lived in Newport Beach. That was also
why. And then in 1982, that's when they put that giant statue of John Wayne in the airport. And so now the Orange County Board of Supervisors is taking up this. This is not a new thing. Apparently, for many years, Orange County residents have been calling for the removal of John Wayne's name and likeness from this airport because of his very controversial beliefs in white supremacy. And so he was pretty outspoken about it. And so now with everything that's going on, there's a renewed interest in removing his name from the airport. Some of the more controversial quotes that he was famous for making come from a Playboy article back in, I guess it must have been in the mid-70s. He was talking about, he mentioned things like, he was asked about Native Americans playing subordinate roles in his movies, and he said, quote, I don't feel we did wrong in taking this great country away from them, if that's what you're asking. Our so-called stealing of this country from them was just a matter of survival. There were great numbers of people who needed new land, and the Indians were selfishly trying to keep it for themselves. Wow.
Well, if you look at some of the
there's a lot
movies
to unpack with that one. He also actually made the quote that he believes that black people should not be educated unless they pass the correct tests and if they have the right background. And he said, I don't feel guilty about the fact that 5 or 10 generations ago these people were slaves. He said, I'm not condoning slavery. It's just a fact of life, like the kid who gets infantile paralysis and has to wear braces so he can't play football with the rest of us.
All right, so I think we got.
I mean, it's so frustrating, and the quotes go on and on and on. It's ridiculous. He actually says also,
well,
quote, "I believe in white supremacy."
It is a matter of.
I'm glad I never liked him or any of his movies.
Most people from many people from that era and before, and again, I make now reference to Woodrow Wilson. Believed that. They were taught that stuff, Victoria.
But here's the difference, though. Woodrow Wilson graduated from Princeton in 1879.
Mm-hmm.
John Wayne made those statements in the 70s.
Yeah.
1970s.
So, but what it's doing is calling attention. The movement at the moment is calling attention to all of these sorts of things, past and present. So now Princeton says it's going to take Woodrow Wilson, who was a graduate of class of 1879 from a school of public and international affairs. They were going to take his name down from that school because of his racist thinking and policies. It's inappropriate for him to be the namesake. It was a significant and consequential behavior that, kind of was the standard of the time. And that's why I said what I did. There are a lot of people who just, that's what you were taught to believe, even in places like Princeton. So now they're going to change the name of the Wilson College to First College. He was the president of the university before he became president of the country. He prevented black applicants from matriculating, writing, quote, "It is altogether inadvisable for a colored man to enter Princeton." So you got a lot of just that stuff, and this is, again, what, 50, 60, 70 years after the Civil War, when he was the president? It was before he was president of the United States, but it kind of takes your breath away, in a manner of speaking, because it just isn't
what many of us, not everybody, I mean, a lot of people have still today been, they just, there's some states in this country go to Mississippi, and it may not be part of the curriculum, but it certainly is part of the, not just Mississippi, but many of the southern states. And I said Boston, the city that the, around which I grew up, probably one of the most racist cities in the country, if not in the world. And this is, you know, we're supposed to, if you're from the north, you're supposed to be smarter than if you're from the south. And I'm not even sure that I think intelligence is a barometer of whether you're a racist or not. I think that racism is ignorance, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're ignorant if you have that point of view. And a lot of people could be yelling at the radio right now, you ignorant SOB. You know, this is the way it really is or is supposed to be. Because some people are taught that blacks are inferior, or people who are not white. Again, what you were just saying about John Wayne, or any number of people who really had that belief that in the chain of life, white people were superlative to people who had different color skin. That's just the way people were taught. So now in Mississippi, lawmakers have passed legislation to change the state flag, which had the Confederate battle emblem on it. The legislature voted this past weekend by 2/3 margins that the flag should be changed. So I guess they're the last state, though. Mississippi was the last state, right, to have mm-hmm. the Confederate flag as part of its state flag.
Yeah.
There were business leaders and people from religion and education and sports talking forcefully against this flag, which goes back to 1894. There have been a lot of people over the years that have urged it be replaced with a better one. The great-grandson, great-great-grandson of Jefferson Davis, who was the president of the Confederate States, agreed. Why shouldn't he? This is the kind of stuff. Who gives a crap what this guy said? Why is he more important than anybody else? That's, you know, just because he's his great-great-grandson doesn't mean he would have the same points of view as his father. This is where the news media gets me.
Well, no, but I think that it's important that he spoke out, because I think a lot of people saying, the people who are against removing these symbols, I think it's important to see that if he's okay with his family's legacy and his family's history, if he's okay and he says it belongs in a museum, put it in your house if you want, but it doesn't belong on the state flag, it doesn't represent the entire population of Mississippi, I think that's actually an important figure to come forward. You know, we just talked about the family of one of the women who played Aunt Jemima
in reparations, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it's important for people maybe who... This is influential to maybe some people who are fighting against it, and if they see that the great-great-grandson of Jefferson Davis is even in favor of it, you know, that can actually maybe help open some minds. The
yep.
governor of Mississippi, who's a Republican, he has never wanted to, you know, get into this debate, and even he tweeted over the weekend that it's become way too divisive, the flag. He said it's time to end
horribly
it. He said
divisive.
If they send me a bill, I'll sign it. So even he's on board now after, you know, he's been dragged into the 21st century, so...
Here's Disney announcing that Splash Mountain is going to be rethemed. The first black princess in The Princess and the Frog was the reason this is Splash Mountain came from The Princess and the Frog. Disney said, we'll pick up the story after the final
Splash Mountain came from that movie from 1946, the Song of the South. That's
yeah.
where it came from. And so now this is not new. This has been a petition for a while to have some sort of ride at Disney World that includes The Princess and the Frog. So I guess they're realizing that Song
of
the South.
Yeah, I don't remember. The Song of the South, I remember. I don't remember Splash Mountain being part of it.
The ride?
Yeah. I don't even know. You know,
well, the ride isn't in the movie.
It is. I don't remember that.
No. The ride is not in the movie. There is no ride in the movie.
How did it get connected to the movie?
Because it was named after, and there's a song. There's something about Splash Mountain is named after and designed in after the movie. The movie came out in 1946. So
right.
Splash Mountain is some. I've been on Splash Mountain. I don't know the connection to the Song of the South, but yeah, I mean, it's been criticized for years because of the movie, you know, and Bob Iger, who used to be the executive at Disney, he has said in the past that he wanted to change Splash Mountain because he said it's not appropriate in today's world.
So do we discount them? Do we ban Jimmy Kimmel from television because he did that or whatever other circumstances befuddled other actors and actresses? We know the Howard Stern story. He hasn't backed down much from it. Is it continue? Was Howard Stern's history on the radio one of bigotry? Nah, not really. Has he done some, you know, questionable stuff or stupid stuff? Yeah, we all have.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
You might remember Dr. McCoy's tricorder from Star Trek. It's a small device that scanned patients. And that's the idea behind MedWand, winner of the CES Last Gadget Standing Contest. Developer Dr. Samir Kamar tells us how it works.
It's got three different modes. You can actually do a self-exam if you happen to be medically knowledgeable or have somebody in the family who does that. So you can do that and you can actually record all your own vitals, store them, forward them to whoever you'd like. It also has a live examination mode where I, say as a doctor, would actually examine you anywhere in the world in live time over the computer. And it also has an assist mode. So let's say a nurse is with a child in a daycare center. The nurse can put the device where she needs to or he needs to, and then the doctor in some other city can also provide supervision as well.
And the MedWand includes many diagnostics tools like an EKG, vital signs, and more. Head over to MedWand.com to learn more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime.
When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Money Pit theme, Money Pit host Tom Kreidler, along with Leslie Segretti. I do this fabulous weekend program called The Money Pit, but it's become a way of life. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Tom's phone rings, 888-MONEY-PIT. He answers the phone and says, "Yes, may I help you?" And you leave a question.
No, that's
and
just you.
Oh, I'm the only one who does that? Oh, okay. All right. I'm on 24-7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All right, so this week is a question from listener Maggie, who is concerned about dusting her house when she does it in the evening. Everything seems to be covered the next morning. My house is like that. I think everybody's house is. All of the, well, it depends on what time of year you're doing it, but I know right now the pollen comes through the screen doors and the screen windows. But this is not about that. This is something else, right?
Well, when you go to bed and you're using your AC system and your house is dusted and it's dusty the next day, the first thing you want to look at is your filters in your HVAC system. And there are a wide variety of densities of filters or effectiveness of filters or efficiency of filters that are available. And what you want to pay attention to, Doug, is this rating, which is MERV, M-E-R-V. The MERV rating on the filter tells you basically how good a job it's going to do. And for a home, you want to have one that's at least around a MERV 11, I would say.
Yeah.
And you'll see them, the very basic ones like those fiberglass filters that are, you know, $1 a piece, you know, those are going to be like a MERV 5. And those really don't stop that much. But if you want a filter that's going to really trap dust, you need to get like a MERV 11, a MERV 12, a MERV 13. When you get up to the 13s, now you have a filter that if you're an allergy sufferer can go beyond dust and really start to dig into some of the allergens. So
they're more expensive. You can get them all in the same place. You go to the hardware store to get them.
Yeah, online, hardware stores, home centers. But you got to look at the MERV rating on the filter. It's right on, printed on the package. It's right on the edge. And the other thing is when you put them in, there's going to be an arrow printed on the side of the edge of the filter. And he says sometimes it says this, sometimes it doesn't, but it'll say airflow. That arrow is the direction of airflow. So if you put it on a return duct, you know, a big register in the wall, it's going to basically be pointing into the wall because that's the way the air goes. Mm-hmm. So the installation is important, too. And I used to find them put in backwards all the time.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, so that...
You're so close.
Yes, right. So close, but so far away. One of the things in the Money Pit newsletter this week is a look at bath renewals, how to redo. This is the subject matter of a lot of these magazines at the counter, the checkout counter, how to redo your bathroom, how to redo your kitchen, and that sort of thing. So what's new in that department?
Well, we talk about some ways that you can update your bathroom and improve the value of your home, and one of which is to introduce a neutral palette. If you're going to show your house for sale, one of the main priorities is to make sure it looks neutral. And if you've got any kind of bright colors, if your decorating scheme is one that's bold, that's not going to be the kind of decorating scheme that sells a house. So you want to make sure you have a neutral palette. You want to think about your fixtures and your faucets. Today, there's really no reason not to have water-efficient faucets. WaterSense is the mark you're looking for. That's kind of like Energy Star, but it's the water version of it from the EPA. And if it says WaterSense, you know it's efficient. And in fact, I always suggest, Doug, that if you have taken the time to make your home greener and more efficient, that those features should be listed in the listing or in at least a feature sheet about your home, because a lot of folks have not, and this way your house kind of stands out head and shoulders above the rest. Other things to do in bathrooms are to improve the lighting. You know, we do tend to struggle with lights in small spaces like that, but bathroom lighting with a focus on fixtures that give you task lighting over the vanity is important. The bath ventilation with the fans is also key. A lot of times we put these fans in and then we don't use them or we don't use them enough. But you could put a fan in on the humidistat so it only runs as long as it has to dry out your bathroom. That's going to stop the mold and mildew growth. And then updating flooring is an easy thing to do, especially with so many flooring products available today that are 100% waterproof.
All right. Here's Kay, who has a bit of a dampness problem in her basement. She wants to put flooring in. That doesn't sound like something that would be too smart, is it?
No, absolutely. You can put flooring in. Uh-huh. Now, if your basement is damp, you want to fix that first. And we've got lots and lots of advice on MoneyPit.com on how to do this, how to stop leaking in damp basements. But it comes down to improving the drainage and the grading outside the house, making sure the gutters are clean, downspouts are extended. That's what causes virtually all wet basements and damp
problems in the basement.
Right. Yeah. In terms of the flooring, I would suggest that you put first down a product called DryCore. This is a subfloor that has a rubber back to it that keeps the floor up off the concrete and allows it to vent any moisture. Then you can put whatever floor on top of that you want.
Tom Kreidler, MoneyPit.com. This is the DJV Show, 59.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.